Are you familiar with the phrase, the work of Christmas? What comes to mind when you think about the work of Christmas? For most of us, I suspect we conjure up things like shopping and wrapping presents and decorating, cleaning the house, buying groceries, cooking Christmas dinner. The work of Christmas is getting ready for Santa and opening presents. It's getting to church or getting on the internet on time for the start of the Christmas service. For some, the work of Christmas includes planning the liturgies, preparing sermons, ensuring that our video technology is working for those who watch our services on Facebook and YouTube. We do a lot of work leading up to and in anticipation of Christmas. And I know, for some it's a lot of work just getting through these days. There are hard days of loneliness and grief, sadness and depression. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if on Christmas Day, after the child has been laid in the manger and after the dishes have been washed and put away, there's a collective sigh of relief that our Christmas work is done. But what if it's really not done? What if that's when the work of Christmas begins? When I was ordained, I was given a gift, a book, many years ago. It was written by one Dr. Howard Thurman. Howard Thurman was an American author, philosopher, theologian. He was an educator and a one-time mentor to Martin Luther King Jr. And in his book called The Mood of Christmas and Other Celebrations, he wrote this poem entitled The Work of Christmas. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoners, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, and to make music in the heart. Have you ever thought that maybe, just maybe, the work of Christmas is what it means to, and what it looks like for the Word to become flesh and live among us? Maybe the Word becoming flesh and living among us is a momentary kind of thing happening only in the moments when the work of Christmas is being done. Maybe it's less about a particular person and more about a way of being and a way of living with each other. I think most of us hear about the Word becoming enfleshed and living among us, and we immediately assume it's about Jesus. I don't disagree with that. The word in flesh is an interesting word in itself. According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, in flesh means to clothe with flesh, essentially give physical form or substance to something. And throughout our liturgical year, we hear in the gospel Jesus enfleshing the Word of God throughout his life. He enfleshes forgiveness and love and mercy, enfleshes peace and gentleness and nonviolence. He enfleshes wisdom and compassion and generosity. That was his way of being. That was his way of living. So yes, I do think the Word became flesh in Jesus. I just don't think it is unique or exclusive to Jesus, as if Jesus is the only one in whom the Word can or may become flesh. What about you and me? What about the Word becoming flesh in us? Maybe the Word can, as in is intended, to become flesh in us, and to the same degree that it was in Jesus. Maybe that happens every time we offer compassion or mercy, in every moment when we do this work of Christmas. Have you ever loved or forgiven someone? Have you ever reached out to another with compassion or gentleness? Have you ever responded with nonviolence and peace? Have you ever fed the hungry or cared for the sick? Has someone else ever done any of those things to you? If you answered yes to any one of those questions, then you can also say, the Word became flesh and lived among us. It's 3 days after Christmas, and the song of the angels is stilled. The star in the sky is gone. The kings and the princes are home, and the shepherds are back with their flock. So what about you and me? Where do we go from here? What's next for us? I think it's time to make music in our hearts. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.